At Chicagoland Speedway, I am visiting with Brack Maggard. And first of all, Brack, I know you're co-owner of RAB Racing. Tell me where you're from and how you got involved in this sport.
That's correct. I'm originally from Perry, Georgia. It's a little town about 100 miles south of Atlanta. I grew up on a farm. I've raised a lot of corn in my life. Back in my day, we hoed it by hand. But from looking at all this equipment at your exhibit here, I wished I'd had some of this back then.
Well, you got a big New Holland yellow combine over here, and there's some people I'm sure that think they know about farming and still not sure what that is, you know?
Yeah, well, I counted the number of rows on it when I walked up, and I knew that was something I needed 40 years ago.
All right, well, they've got them now, and I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of corn growers out here. They are supporting NASCAR, and I understand supporting RAB Racing. How does it make you feel?
Yes, really good. We had a great relationship with the family farmers last year when Kenny ran the whole year. We had a successful year with that. This year, running with Kenny and then tonight with John West in the truck, we've got to know a lot of your people over the years, and they're, like I tell people all the time, most farm people are all good folks, and we really enjoyed the association.
So what are your thoughts on this homegrown fuel that we make here in America called ethanol, and how do you feel like that performs as a part of your racing fuel?
The 15%, well, we started out with 10, went to the 15%. It's performed flawlessly in the in our racing engines, which should make you know, folks out there on the road comfortable with it, and it's fuel that we don't have to send our money overseas to get. It goes to our local farmers and local folks that work in the ethanol plants.
Well, we are glad to see you out here and look forward to some exciting racing here this weekend. Thank you very much, Brack Maggard. We're here at Chicagoland Speedway. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.